He knelt beside the shards of the bottles on the floor at his feet. Down in the darkness, his mind raced. Annalene would have to learn sometime that the Tuscans had taken Jave, but he'd hoped to put it off until after he'd settled his financial affairs. Now he wondered what to say. Could he say Jabba's toughs had struck at him, killing Jave instead? That would sell Annalene on the danger Orin was in, but it might solidify her resolve not to pay the criminals. No, he thought as he picked up the pieces. There might be a way instead to ensure that she did help him. And it involved the truth. Starting at a certain point, of course. The Tuscans killed him, he said, rising with the shards. I was bringing him back here from my place when I broke down. Plug Eye got him. The Tuscans? Annalene grabbed at him. Where? Orin dumped the glass into the refuse bin. Out on the desert. You won't find him. They took him away. Then he might not be dead! Callie yelled, tears glinting in her eyes. Annalene shoved past Orin, finally escaping from behind the counter. I've got to go, she said, heading toward the gun racks. She looked back at Callie. Get dressed. Callie handed her rifle to her mother and ran back into the residence. What are you waiting for, Orin? Activate the settler's call! Orin stood taller, having formulated his plan. At first light, he said. You know there's nothing anyone can do until then. He stepped forward from behind the bar. But I swear, I'll call out every vehicle we've got until we find him. You need to stay. Not a chance! Annalene looked back at Orin. Trigger the call or I will! Orin wiped his hands on a rag from the bar. No one will come at this hour. You'll just scare the Tuscans farther into the wastes. Or push Plug Eye to do something desperate. You're going to have to trust me, Annie. Nobody knows Pluggy like me. I've been chasing this guy for years. Annalene glowered. Some expert. Plug Eye's a female. What? I met her again on the range with Ben that day, she told him, grabbing a satchel. Orin stared, puzzled. He started to ask more, but then returned to the immediate problem. He walked toward her, wary of where her rifle was pointing. I promise you. Wait, and I'll have the Grand Army of the Oasis out there. Annalene shook her head. Nothing, it seemed, was going to keep her from searching. Callie ran back in wearing warm clothes, and her mother passed her a rifle. Annalene looked back at him in anger. Why didn't you tell me this when you came in? I had to make sure you understood first, Orin said. I can't help you find Jabe tomorrow if I've got the Hutt's goon showing up. He walked to the gun counter and picked up a rifle of his own, figuring a physical show of support would be good now. Look, I'll ride out with you. We can have a quick look. He turned to face Annalene. Then we've got to come back here. Forget the business about the store. You'll give me the money to make Jabba go away. Jabba? Callie repeated, stunned. And I'll devote the rest of my life to finding Jabe. Orin struggled to look earnest. And if it's already too late, I'll exterminate the lot of them. You lost Danar to these monsters. I lost a son. Do it my way, and it'll be... At the front of the store, the door clicked open. Rifle in hand, Orin looked up. Annalene and Callie were already moving, dashing up the long aisle through the darkness. Their weapons clattered to the floor. Jabe! Jabe! Startled, Orin followed. There, through the open doorway, Jabe was staggering in. A great brown robe, a bit too large for him, blew in the night wind as he entered. In a second, his mother and sister were at his side. You're hurt, Annalene said, looking at the dried gash on his forehead. It's okay, Mom, Jabe said weakly. Ben looked at it. Ben? Orin and the women said it at the same time. He brought me home. the boy said, looking tired and bewildered. Orin tromped forward, weapon raised. Is Kenobi here?
No, Jabe said. He saved me from Plug Eye. I don't know how he did it, but he did.
He rubbed his bruises.
I guess I was wrong about him.
Annalene embraced her son again.
This is Ben's cloak,
she blurted as she grasped his collar.
He thought I was cold,
Jabe said, pulling away. Orin stood dumbfounded. Kenobi had seen him in Tusken guise at the Ulbrich place, yes. But Orin had assumed that the real Tuskens had killed both Ben and Jabe. If Ben lived, that changed everything. As the women turned back into the store for water and a medpack, Orin sidled up to confer quietly with Jabe.
Where did Kenobi go?
You left me out there, Jabe said icily.
Never mind that. Where did he go?
I don't know, Jabe said, but he was in a hurry.
Looking first to make sure his mother and sister were still in the back, he slipped the cloak slightly open so Orin could see that he still wore the Tusken costume underneath.
He didn't want the locals here to see me in this,
he whispered.
Huh.
Orin wondered at that. Why didn't Ben want to expose Jabe? There could be sinister reasons. Kenobi thought he had something now. Leverage. How would he use it? To blackmail Orin for money? Or maybe to stop him from marrying Annalene? Orin decided it didn't matter which. Something had to be done about him.
Don't say anything about tonight,
he urged Jabe quietly.
Don't tell
me what.
Annalene stood nearby, holding the chair she'd brought for Jabe. She dropped it on the floor.
There's something else, isn't there?
Something you've done to try to pay off your debts?
She looked at Jabe and then back at Orin.
Was that what tonight was about?
What have you done? She demanded. What else have you done?
What I had to do, Orin said. And right now, I could be in trouble.
You're already in trouble.
A different kind of trouble, Orin said.
Legal trouble. The kind that will make it difficult for me to walk around freely, even if I get clear of the criminals and the bank.
Annalene raised her hands to the ceiling.
Why not? You've ruined everything else in your life.
She took a deep breath and grabbed his sleeve.